This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour on the Monday, May 21st edition of the DJV radio program and podcast. You get it at djvshow.com, but then you just heard about that. So let's hear about what's going on in the trending world that we live in, or the trending stories in the world in which we live. Jennifer, you can take it from there.
Should we start with something light before we start with the political stuff that's going on today? Because I think we have not spent nearly enough time talking about the royal wedding. Over the weekend, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry tied the knot, and they did it with a lot of people watching. The ratings are in, and it seems 18 million people watched Harry and Meghan get married in the United Kingdom, which is pretty telling because it was early in the morning for America anyway, right? We had to get up at, well, I would have had to get up at 4 a.m. You guys on the East Coast would have gotten up at 7 a.m. to watch this, but apparently 18 million people did, which is pretty good.
29.2 million in America. 18 million in Britain and 29 million in the U.S. And they actually said that's 7 million more than watched William and Kate get married in 2011.
Well, around the world, though, it is thought to have been one of the most watched things since the 1969 launch of the spaceship to the moon. Wow. That's how many people were watching this thing around the world. It was really pretty amazing how many people were so excited about this. And then you think about what impact it has on people and what good these two kids can do. So many people are watching them, and they seem to have good ethics and morals, although there is a report floating around that she may be pregnant already, and that's why they want to get married.
They were saying that on Twitter because he bit his lip when he saw her walk down the aisle, so everybody was going nuts saying, oh, she's going to get pregnant tonight. Look at him.
Well, it was a beautiful wedding, for sure. It was very sweet. Lots of modern touches.
What did you think of the dress, before we get into the big news? But
I thought the dress was stunning.
See, I thought it was pretty, but I thought it was so plain. Both of her dresses were so plain. She's a princess, for crying out loud, or a duchess, at least. But
you know, I thought it was, I thought the dress was just, it was timeless. It was just stunning. The veil was gorgeous. She didn't overdo it with the jewelry and the accessories. I think that she had her minimalist kind of California style, and she didn't do lace because, you know, Kate Middleton did all lace in her gown. So I think that she made a lot of really smart choices. Plus, if you think about it, she kind of, with all the family drama and the tabloids and stuff leading up to the week, I think she made a very elegant choice to just kind of go understated with the whole thing.
I think she had a tiara on. Her dad on the back.
Yeah. Look at me. I knew she had a tiara from the Queen. Shows that I must have watched this to a point. I liked it when they get into that old Jag and drove off to whatever they were going to be doing on their wedding night.
That was their on the way to the reception, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of women noticed that Harry had given Meghan, that was Diana's aquamarine ring.
Yeah, beautiful.
It was gorgeous, yeah.
Right. Chunk.
So, was I the only one who noticed that he was driving, that the car was a left-drive car?
It was a Jag, wasn't it?
Yeah, a Jag, but left drive. England is right drive. So this is a car that wasn't made for England.
It's also, I think, an electric car.
it's an old Jaguar XKE.
Yeah, but it had been converted to electric.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Got one
what else?
There.
So there's a picture of Kate Middleton that's gone viral with a sort of side-eye look at Camilla. Did you see that there with her hats?
I can't stand when they do this kind of stuff. When you freeze frame on somebody and say that she was giving side eye. I watched her chatting and laughing with Camilla. I saw the whole wedding.
The news media is a disgusting.
It's always a woman against another woman. I'm so sick of that BS.
Yeah, good. So anyway, nice kiss.
Traditional. They kissed outside, but typically you don't kiss during those fancy English weddings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you don't. And I was, but I didn't see any pictures. Well, the real reason I looked is because I wanted to see some of the people from Suits, and I didn't see any of them.
Oh, they were all there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they were there. Did you see pictures of them?
I saw them all live on camera. Yeah.
Really? I didn't.
When? They all came in a bus together.
They came in together?
The whole cast. Everybody. Yeah. It wasn't just the two guys, the two, like,
yeah,
leading
Patrick
co-hosts.
Adams,
it was Patrick Adams and Gabriel, what's
Mach.
His name? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other guy,
Gina Hoffman.
Torres
and Hoffman is there, yeah. And then the
Abigail Spencer, and then there was another. Yeah, the whole cast was all there together.
Yeah.
But the only weird thing is, because the way the chapel was built, if you weren't up in the nave, you couldn't see anything. So the whole cast of Suits and everybody else, they were in the back part. I don't know if they had television monitors brought in. You couldn't see it from the TV angle, but it was kind of unfortunate that they just stared at a brick wall.
Really?
But then in the nave, it kind of showed who was really a priority. Up in the nave was George and Amal Clooney, who knew that they were even friends.
Beautiful. Pull off yellow like she did, give me a break. That was, wow.
But then, and then Serena Williams was up in the front with her husband, and then Abigail Spencer, the actress from Suits, she was up in the front. But then everybody else from Suits was in the back, so I don't know, there seemed to be some hierarchy there.
Abigail Spencer, is she the redhead? I can't remember what her name is. Must be.
I thought she had dark hair.
Really?
I don't know, I don't watch the show, so I only knew the two guys, but yeah, but the whole cast was there.
Right. All right, Jen, what else have you got?
All right, so a couple of more stories. One of them, of course, is some latest updates with the Russia investigation. Over the weekend, President Trump went on a tweet storm and was talking about how he'd like to call for the Department of Justice. Actually, he was going to demand the Department of Justice look into this story about a mole infiltrating his campaign. That mole, as broken here last week by Rich McFadden, is it Stefan Haller that we say his name?
Stefan Halper.
Stefan Halper. So he is going to apparently get in the hot seat. You'll hear that name a lot more because he went undercover and tried to make some bad suggestions to George Papadopoulos, who is that campaign aide that no one had heard of until he became a central focus of the Mueller campaign. Rod Rosenstein, who is the deputy attorney general in charge of the Russia investigation at the Department of Justice, said the president's right. We will put someone internal on. So Michael, the inspector general, will take this up and do an independent investigation into whether or not the Obama administration's FBI was weaponized against the Trump campaign. Also, as a bit of the storyline, Rudy Giuliani over the weekend said that the obstruction probe could be done by September 1st, according to his latest conversation with Robert Mueller, who said, we want this to be over before the midterms if the president will sit down and talk with us before mid-July. So some things coming to an end, some negotiations happening between the Trump legal team and Robert Mueller, the special counsel in the Russian probe. Finally, today, a little bit of sports news. This was pretty cool over the weekend. I don't know if you had a chance to see the Cardinals play the Philadelphia Phillies, but the Cardinals brought in a relief pitcher. Jordan Hicks is his name, and he threw the 5 fastest pitches in the major league this season. He did 104.2, 105, 104.3, 105, and 103.7, all with sinkers, and he did them all together. So that's pretty big news for the sports world. You don't oftentimes see a 105-mile-per-hour pitch. So there you go.
105. What is it? Average, what, 93, 94 miles an hour?
About
even
that, yep.
And try to hit a ball. If you're an average player and you've got average shoulders, you try hitting a ball at 90, coming at you at 94 miles an hour.
And these were some sinkers. Kind of these weren't even like fastballs. This is
it's a feat, man. 15 past the hour, DJV show. Your pillow is not good unless you have a My Pillow. Do you have My Pillows? Go around the room here, Richie. I think you got some My Pillows.
I have four.
Four of them.
Sitting
okay. Jennifer's got them. She fixes hers every night. It's a good way because of the filler in it. Makes her neck and head fit well. I've forgotten whether you sleep with yours in different places, Victoria. I don't want to ask you too many
under my head
questions about it. I knew, really.
Yeah.
Well,
under my
some
head.
People stick pillows between their legs, and they wrap their arms around them, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's a different use. That's why you need a lot of My Pillows. And if you got a lot of bedrooms, I got bedrooms, and I make sure that the My Pillows are in all of them. The only people who have ever slept here beside me are my children and my family. But I did notice my son, for whatever the reason, has a long neck. I don't know where that came from, but his first experience on My Pillow, he actually said something about it being comfortable. So you want comfort, you want the best price, you want to be able to enjoy this, and if you don't like it, within 60 days you want to send it back, you can do that. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's DJV. You stop your tossing, you stop your turning around, you'll sleep much better with a MyPillow. And if you're in the military, between now and Memorial Day, using that code, you get a special deal. All present and past U.S. servicemen and women, thank you for your service. This is not an offer you can get by going into a store. Ask about the special prices when you go online to MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. You just put in the box, may I have the special deal for servicemen. Or there's a graduation special as well for people who are getting out of college. This is the time to buy your MyPillows. Get on that performance. I guess that's a performance lift. Yeah, it is. It's a great lift for you. They're washable, they're dryable, 100% cotton, made in the USA, MyPillow.com. Use that promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no, not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
We were just having a conversation off air about the bishop, the Episcopal bishop who had lots to say, was highly touted for his, I don't know if you want to call it a performance or not, at the wedding. Kind of interesting.
It was a performance.
Yeah, it was kind of, wasn't it? Yeah. Reminded me of the guy who was the minister of the church in Chicago that everybody hooted and hollered about when Obama was running for president. Speaking of bishops, every single bishop in Chile is resigning. This is something that's very, very unusual. 34 bishops saying, quote, together, we want to announce that all bishops present in Rome in writing have placed our positions in the Holy Father's hands so that he may freely decide regarding each one of us. The Pope met with the bishops in a summit last week addressing sexual abuse of minors, the same old story the Catholic Church has. There's a 2,300-page report detailing sexual abuse by priests in Chile. My God, when do they... What in the world is the... When are they going to fix this? They offered their resignations, whether he takes them or not, but they certainly have to go further in their investigation. Come on. In the name of religion and God, you do these sorts of things? 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Take it slow, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow, oh, oh.
John Legend is one of my new favorites. And he and his wife have some good news. They welcomed a baby boy over the weekend. Chrissy Teigen is the wife. They have a name for the baby boy. This is very interesting because it's the name of my grandson, Miles Theodore Stevens, which is John Legend's real name. His real last name is Stevens, probably. And so Teigen gave birth. This is his second child, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they've had together, yeah, right?
Yep.
His sister's
little Miles
name is Luna.
Little Luna.
Yeah, right. Chrissy was asked about the possibility of having a third child a couple months ago. She said, quote, "I think I do want to have another baby after this. I have a husband who truly loves the whole experience. He holds my belly at night, sings to it." I've seen a couple of reports about that. Singing to the belly. That sounds like kind of a cool thing to do. Fun.
Well, if you're married to John Legend with that voice, yep, you would expect him to do that, right?
I like him a lot. 25 past the hour. Speaking of voices, perhaps I'll sing along to the three tracks we have. The new music today, every Monday at this time, we have what we call New Music Monday. And we have three tracks from Dock of the Bay Sessions, a new album of the last recordings of Otis Redding just before he died in 1967. This song was the last song released as a single. And as he died, it went to number one and stayed there for a couple of weeks, sitting on the Dock of the Bay. So, Victoria, what's the difference in this track from what was released originally? Has it been edited, doctored, enhanced, or is it just the original?
I think these are some alternate takes. So this is just the last recording session that he did. Mm-hmm. And so in honor of it, they're continuing the 50th anniversary of this album.
Yeah.
And so this group of recordings, the Dock of the Bay Sessions, they've decided to make into one album.
Yeah. Well, sitting on the Dock of the Bay, obviously, because of its namesake for the album, is there. Let's listen to it, Richie, for a minute. Crank it up. Let's see if we can see differences.
The Dock of the Bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, wasting time.
So this is not the. I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear the difference. There's a few. If you really know the song and listen to it carefully, you can hear the way he's invecting and the mix itself. That's not the hit.
Well, they doctored it up after he died. So this is the raw sessions of the whole album, which is actually really great. If you like Otis Redding, it's great.
The second cut from the album is called Love Man.
I'm a love man. Call me love.
Fishy like this.
Steve Cropper on that guitar.
Yeah.
Stax Soul Machine.
A little Stax record company. Yeah, right.
Stax.
Has a little Blues Brothers quality to it, doesn't it?
Got some horns.
All right, number three on this album, I'm a Changed Man, Otis Redding. Before his death in 67, re-released new music. I don't know about this yet.
Learn how to love, learn how to walk, learn how to talk like a baby.
Okay. I like sitting on the dock of the bay, not as well here as I like the version that I'm used to commercially. Love Man, I like a lot, actually. So that's one of the cuts. If you're interested, this is the new Otis Redding Dock of the Bay sessions. Available now, Victoria?
It is. Yep.
All right.
It's 28 at the hour. Mustang was just named one of the world's most iconic cars. The first Mustang was listed as a 1964 and a half. It was the original pony car in America. For 2018, Ford have the Mustang GT Coupe Premium available in a 5-liter V8 with 460 horsepower. On the inside, a digital display and voice-activated touchscreen navigation system. One of the most fun elements of the car is Line Lock that allows you to race start the vehicle or to do a smoky burnout. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It is stow-and-go seating, the available U-Connect theater, and listen to these speakers. Hey, Mom, what was that song? Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJB for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJB.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Now 34 after the hour, think freely. Listen to the DJV show. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here. The top three dollar store chains, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Family Dollar, operate almost 24,000 stores. Did you know that in our country?
Wow.
24,000 stores. Their combined total annual revenue is $36 billion. They are expanding faster than other retailers, adding food and alcohol to the offerings in the store. But there's a warning that goes with this. If you go in, it's the cheapest of the cheap. Tin can food, stuff. There's not anything in there that's fresh as far as food is concerned. They've researched 100 products in these stores, toys, jewelry, and other products in six states. And the testing found 81% of the products tested contain one or more hazardous chemicals. And it's above what is considered by the government to be levels of concern. The most toxic dollar store items are extension cords, charging cords, cell phone charger cables. They tested high in chlorine and PVC, which is a cancer-causing chemical. But this isn't; these things are not proprietary to them. They just handle brands. So I'm wondering what.
Well, they make a lot of their own stuff, and it's so cheap. It's all made in China.
I thought they just bought overstock.
Nah, I'm not sure about that, Victoria. I would want to know. There's things that they have in there. I mean, I've been into a couple of dollar stores.
There are some brands, yeah. But yeah. Other than that, it's just sort of brandless
stuff.
I thought
they just bought
extra inventory, overstock inventory, and then sold it cheap. We talked to a...
To a point.
They do that, yes, but there's also stuff that's, if you buy the equivalent of it, that's why there's a big difference. If you buy extension cords and things like that from dollar stores, they tested toxic with the chlorine and PVC, but if you buy that a similar one at Best Buy, it doesn't have the PVC and the chlorine. So that's the thing. It's like they're knockoff items that they're selling that are just so cheap. And so maybe companies in China are making, they have one level of stuff, and then they have another level that's really cheap and toxic.
We know about, in our country even, because you have a brand doesn't mean you're getting the same quality. There are different levels. I've talked about this in clothing for years and years and years, different makes. And so one wonders, when you look at this and then you understand how much business is going on between China and America, you know, they... over the weekend agreed to abandon the two trade discussions. No, they backed off completely on both sides of imposing tariffs. The state media has reported in China, and apparently there's some leaking going on here. All the tension that was created by the president blasting the unfair commercial relationship we have and what was going to happen as a result of it. Apparently everybody on both sides thought, okay, this is not worth it. There's too much at stake for both sides. So, end of story. Next. So, there you go. That's the end of that. The Santa Fe gunman who taunted victims, apparently, and sang, among other songs, another one, Bites the Dust, as he was shooting people at the Santa Fe High School. The fact that this man's, I will not mention his name on the air. We have not talked about him in terms of his name. I will not do that anymore. No more posting people's names, at least here. You can find them, I'm sure, elsewhere, but I'm not doing it anymore. Whatever value my program has. The story of the governor going to the church services yesterday in the name of the 10 who were shot. But once again, the news media is glorifying this guy. I even saw something today about him not facing the death penalty, and he might be eligible for parole because he's only 17 years old.
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled that it was a cruel and unusual punishment to put anybody under the age of 18 to death. So,
how about cruel and unusual punishment that he killed 10 people and what it's done to their families?
Not going to argue you there.
No, screw him. Let him get whatever the max is.
Well, just because he is eligible for parole doesn't mean that anyone's going to give it to him, though. Yeah. You know, so there is a very good chance he will spend the rest of his life in prison anyway, with or without this rule.
Well, in my estimate, I don't like the death penalty. I don't think it does anything. But in this circumstance, there are always exceptions, for me anyway, and I believe that he needs to be dispatched. Because the longer he's around, unless people say, I think, Richie, you've said this on the air from time to time when these things come up, well, he should have to sit for 90 years and live with what he's done.
Right.
But that doesn't make any difference to these people because they're out of their minds to begin with. So he ought to be in a psych ward someplace, but then it's going to cost us, or not us, because it's a state charge. So the state of Texas will pay to keep him alive for what? 80 years, 70 years, whatever, unless somebody gets them. See, if you want to call it the good thing that happens when these sorts of crimes happen and these guys get put into jail, they don't last long. They just don't. So I suppose the people in the district attorney's office can have a clear conscience. Well, we're not going to send them to the death chamber.
But we are. Only.
You're sending them to the death chamber because those guys in there, they have their own justice. This guy will be, he'll be gonzo. So maybe that's the whole theory. They all know that, one way or another.
Or he'll end up in solitary, and what kind of a life is that? You know,
it isn't life. It's death.
Right.
Might as well.
So
what do you want to live
way.
For? Yeah.
I wouldn't put these guys in the same category as serial killers. Serial killers are one thing all together. These guys are these school shooters are angry at the way their life turned out, and they're going to get retribution. They're going to show everybody that, you know, that they're somebody.
Yeah.
And after they've done the deed and they're sitting there in jail doing nothing but thinking about what they've done, I think they're still connected to the real world and realize, oh my God, I'm a monster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hell, and I'm going to live a horrible eternity, and I'm a monster. What have I done? What have I done? Whereas a serial killer, they're not in touch with reality at all. Those are the ones where there's no reforming them. And I don't know that you can reform these people either, but I think they're still connected.
Well, takes your breath away when you think it through, doesn't it, huh? Under the circumstances.
Well, the father ought to be sitting in the prison jail.
I agree with that, with the guns.
Yeah. How did that happen?
Right.
Yeah. And with all the publicity on these things, you can't tell me that there isn't some...
If you're a parent and you own a gun and you don't keep it locked up...
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well, I'm sure there's some wrongful death lawsuits headed the father's way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, he'll be in jail, so he won't be able to pay anybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Then there's former Education Secretary Duncan Arne. I never pronounced his name right. A-R-N-E. He was in the last administration. He posted an idea on Twitter that sort of is interesting to think about. Parents, he said, should pull their children out of school until elected officials pass stricter gun control laws. I don't know that enforcing the laws we have probably be a good idea. I'm not sure that that's being done, frankly. But is this, if you're a parent and you want to keep your child out of school, how do you do that? How does that work?
Well, I think his
homeschool
point,
them.
I think his point is that it's illegal to not have your child attend school. So if parents,
yeah.
if
or
so,
have
if
some
parents
sort of education, yeah.
don't have a say in it, you have to send your kid to school legally, or else you can go to jail. So if you don't have, if there's no wiggle room there, but I understand what his point is that. If we legally have to abide by that law, then the situation we're sending our children into should at least be a secure place where, you know, we don't have a say in whether our kids do that or not, or have to go to school or not. So, but we should have a say in the safety and the conditions that which we send our children to.
Yep. There's a private school in New York City called the Beacon School. Do you know about that, Victoria? There are three or four really good private schools. That's one of them. Students... were asked to pause from their studies on Friday to pay tribute to the victims of the violence in Gaza. That is acknowledging 60 Palestinians were killed. There was an announcement from the principal that stunned a lot of the students, and the parents went bananas. They want to know why the school is entering into this Palestinian-Israeli
very
conflict.
Odd.
Yeah, very odd.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Very anti-Jewish, especially... given the fact that many of the children that go to this school are Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like an especially astute piece of work.
Sounds like career suicide
from people, right, exactly, running the school. So, all right, food for thought here. Here's something, speaking of food, this is, would you consider, tea isn't a food, but it's something that can be used to detox the tummy from the food that you're eating that's not particularly good for you, you know, the GMO foods. I had a discussion with somebody last week on the American Family Farmer Show that I do. You can listen to podcasts of It's a Food and Farm Hour, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The discussion was about GMOs and pests. No, actually, maybe we had it here. I think he was on this program. You know, I always offer equal time to people who want to listen. I'm very happy to have people tell a story if it's different from the story that I tell. And I didn't really put this guy through the meat grinder as much as I might have wanted to. He was talking about how great farming is because of the advancements made by herbicides and pesticides, and we can grow more food and yada, yada, yada. We didn't talk about the quality of the food, the toxins, the parasites, the bacteria that's in it. That's what's different about food today from when I was a kid, maybe many of you were kids, 50, 60 years ago. There's no nourishment in it. In fact, it's loaded with pesticides and the processing, which depletes the nutritional value of the food. So that's why I'm suggesting you do what I do every morning now when you hear me picking up. You can once in a while hear me lean over, pick up my teacup, and have a little sip of... Mm-hmm. That's it, life-change tea. My life has I don't know if changed, but I feel like I'm cleaner than I was before taking this because it cleans out this stuff, gets you very regular if you're not. I don't want to go into too many details, but I think you get the idea. If you are a smoker or you have given up, this helps remove some of the nicotine, secondhand smoke from your body. That's one of the reasons I'm doing it, because I still have a problem in my body with secondhand smoke. It'll keep your liver, your kidneys, your colon healthy. Richie loves it when I do that. Your digestive system is built to last a long time. Keep it clean, healthy, younger. All right? Go to GetTheTea.com. View the awesome teas that are there. Get for yourself and brew it up. Victoria's Brewing. You brew it up a gallon at a time. That's kind of cool, actually. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship you tea from GetTheTea free, so you can cleanse your body. Ship it free. Call them. There's a number here, but I never use the numbers anymore because people don't order by picking up the phone. They go to the online site, GetTheTea.com, and that's where they order. So go to GetTheTea.com to cleanse your body. Get ready for more energy. You'll like it. Drink it every day. You can't get it in stores. You got to get it at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. GetTheTea.com. Get a better, healthier, happier body.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule from my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better. Generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It's an unfortunate byproduct of the rising obesity rates in our kids, gallstones, and other gallbladder-related disease. Often, the prescribed treatment is cholecystectomy, or removal of the gallbladder.
The purpose of this study was to show that laparoscopic cholecystectomy can be performed safely in pediatric patients.
What pediatric surgeon Dr. Michael Ishitani found was that the risks and outcomes of the less invasive laparoscopic procedure were the same as in adults. But he's not stopping there.
We are trying to further refine our surgical technique, trying to do all our cholecystectomies through a very small single incision transumbilically, just through the belly button.
Making any scar nearly invisible. Dr. Ishitani says further research is also needed to figure out which patients will benefit most from gallbladder removal. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Careful about disposable diapers. Snuggies, I'm big. Dripers, Loves, and Pampers got a lot of yugabungas in them. So, I don't think this.
They're diapers. Of course, they're going to have ungabungas in them.
Maybe that's the problem, is it?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works.
Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendolite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Again, with some news regarding the revival of Magnum P.I. So Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We've been talking about this back and forth. The guy who's playing Magnum in the revival on TV looks like a complete loser. Why can't they make this scandal? I don't care. He's not
Why does he look like a loser then?
Because he's not selling.
Why not bring back Tom Selleck? Tom Selleck can still do it.
Yeah. Right. All right. Yeah, he's on Scandal, but he wasn't a major
player. His name is Jay Hernandez. Actually, he's a pretty appealing actor. He was in Bad Moms. He played the love interest of Mila Kunis in that film. He was good. Yeah, he was in Suicide Squad. He was in the horror movie Hostel. He's 40 years old. CBS released the coming attraction trailer. Actually, released 4 minutes of footage.
I saw it.
To this new reboot of Magnum PI, which is going to be on the air this fall. I think it'll fit in well with the rest of their lineup, but I do agree with Doug. No matter who is the star of that show, people are going to think about Tom Selleck in that role.
But people said that about MacGyver, too.
MacGyver's a good show.
It's a good show. Yeah. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, if you're 27 years old, you have no idea who Tom Selleck is from Magnum P.I. You don't even know who Magnum P.I. is.
You're right. I agree with Rich there. I mean, I speak to people all the time about...
Really?
I do have a few friends. Not a lot, but a few. But anyway, I do... It's interesting, I employ a lot of young people, and when I bring up, even TV shows of... did you ever see Back to the Future? No. It's unbelievable.
Right, which is why they can redo these shows. I think the problem with Magnum P.I., though, is if you watched the trailer, they take some really kind of hokey CGI stunts. Magnum drives his Ferrari off a cliff, jumps out of it, and TC catches him with the helicopter type thing, and you're like, all right.
Was that kind of stuff in the original? I don't really remember the original.
Not ridiculous.
No, it was more simplistic. Like and the biggest twist here in the trailer is that Higgins is female. Yes. And that's the biggest difference. Having said that, I still stand by my opinion that most of the shows that play on CBS get very good ratings because the people who are watching CBS are too tired to pick up their remote and change the channel.
Well, that's why Doug is locked into CBS. Doug is locked into it.
I still think it'll do well.
Okay. Madam Secretary.
How did CBS go from Murder, She Wrote and all of those senior citizen shows to, like, the
it
Action
still
Network?
Is senior citizen.
It's just the Action
Network? It's an older demographic. But listen, Hawaii Five-0 is now run for, like, eight years, right? That's done very well.
Right.
This should fit in. And Blue Bloods is a really good show with Tom Sutton. That is a solid...
It is a good show.
Television, and that does extreme. They produce now 150 episodes of
that show. That shows no signs of weakening, even though everybody's getting older. It just chugs along.
And Lethal Weapon, they brought that back. It's done well.
Well, the guy who played Riggs is kind of a banana, so they're going to dump him and put somebody else in.
Stifler is going to be the new Stifler.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He should be
Wait. They're getting rid of
Mike. They fired the white guy.
They fired him.
Really?
Yeah, because his behaviors have been reported to be, I mean, not on a sense, I can't speak of it, but Damon Wayans released a Twitter feed with video, and basically they say this guy's a real loose cannon, and his behavior, his temper is just simply dangerous, so they parted ways.
That's a shame.
Well, the same sort of thing that happened with Polly Perrette on NCIS. She apparently got into Mark Harmon's face about his dog biting somebody on the set of the show, and that's why she's gone. Because he didn't, you know, most everybody doesn't question him because he's the exec producer. And so now you see and hear and you wonder. I always thought, you know, she's a little strange, but then a lot of good actresses and actors are strange, because that's what...
Having said that, didn't she come out last week and say that she was sexually harassed more than a few times? That's one of the reasons she left?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but she didn't say that didn't come from Harmon. What came out was that Harmon's dog bit somebody, and she made a big stink about it on the set. And yeah, but she also did say she was sexually harassed.
Right.
Didn't say by whom.
And she was on that show from the beginning, correct?
Yeah, she was. All right, so Chucker, what did well at the box office this weekend?
Really, it's only one story, Doug. It's Deadpool 2, $125 million opening, second biggest opening for an R-rated film. No surprise there. $300 million worldwide. Avengers Infinity War. Oh, that's another superhero movie. $28 million. $595 million, Doug, here in the U.S. and Canada. Almost $2 billion worldwide already. And Book Club number 3, 12.5 with Gene Fonda.
Yeah, I want to see that. All right, Chuck, good job. Chuck Curry here, our movie man, on the DJB Show, 59 past the hour.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.